after the state took over 4/5 of the public schools following Katrina, one of the decisions that the state and the local school board made together was that we didn't need anywhere near as many public schools as we had. They took something like 40 schools off the map, most of which will eventually be sold. Just to look at what's currently, well, on the market, the Priestley Building, which I took a look at, the most recent appraisal, which is a couple years old, sets at about $360,000. Meanwhile, the Carrollton Courthouse, which is right on Carrollton and the Riverbend area, that's going for a couple of million. That's the appraisal for that.
Wow. And describe to me a little bit more about the Priestley Building. What did your tour of it lead you to understand about this problem of schools and real estate?
It actually hasn't been a school since about 1980, but then it was used as an administration building until 1993. So at that point, there's not been many people using that building in 21 years, but they still used it as like a furniture storehouse until Katrina. So this is a school that has been boarded up and not used, bare minimum. They cut the grass, they board up the windows when kids break in, they board up the windows again. And this just happens over and over again. The neighbors told me kids get in all the time. And when I went inside, I could see that kids had been there because the classrooms still have blackboards and the kids had just doodled and drawn graffiti and pictures all over the blackboards.
So when you went into this building, you write some great description of what it felt like to go in there. What did you see? What did you find in there?
It was very dank. It was damp. Things were rotted. There were workbooks and forms just scattered on the ground. There was a card inviting people to an Algiers Economic Development breakfast in 1993. But I mean, it's really destroyed. The linoleum is shattered. There's glass everywhere. The floors are soggy in a bunch of places. There's a big hole in the roof.
And what prompted your touring of this school? Somebody was looking at it for some reason.
The school board is currently trying to sell off about 6 or 7 of the properties that have buildings on them. And charter schools get the first crack. So this was actually part of some tours for charter schools that might be interested. The International School of Louisiana and Lycée Français both sent people to see that particular building. But they had a real estate, Lycée Français had a real estate consultant on hand. And he said even a school building that's in bad shape, it's much easier to turn that into a school again than to repurpose an office building or something like that, in part because the zoning is already in place. You don't have to argue with the community about school bus traffic or anything like that. It's laid out like a school. It has classrooms. It has a cafeteria. It has a gym. But he estimated it would take $10 million above the sale price to turn it into something.
And how does it work in deciding what will happen with these buildings? If one of these schools takes it, who pays for that renovation? And if they don't take it, if a school doesn't want to move in, then what happens?
Basically, most of the schools in the city are charter schools now, and most of them are guaranteed buildings by the state or by the city. And there is a handful of schools that are not guaranteed, or schools that don't like the buildings to which they've been assigned. And they don't get much money publicly. So that's really one of the questions. I mean, the administrator from Lycée was like, $10 million. Geez, wonder how we're going to raise that.
Right. So if no school can step up to the plate and say, yeah, we'll take on this challenge, what could eventually happen to that property?
If schools aren't interested, there's a time frame for schools to make a bid. After that point, it goes out to auction to developers. And so that very same real estate consultant actually bought the former NOCA building in Uptown, which people didn't want to use as a school, in part because of the cost of fixing it up, but in part because it's just too small to be a school these days.
So on this idea with what could possibly happen to these public schools that aren't in use, the hope is that they do become a school again. That seems like the most appropriate way to go forward. But what are some ideas you might have for using a school building, Danielle?
Well, I would really love to hear what WWNO listeners and NOLA.com readers have to say about this. So I'll put something up on our website so people can weigh in, because I feel like there are a lot of great ideas out there.
Danielle Dreilinger with NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune, thanks so much.
Thank you.